Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. More than 200 House Democrats have now signed on to a draft impeachment resolution against President Trump for incitement of insurrection after Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol. But as NPR's Amy Held reports, timing is a consideration.
A simple majority is all that's needed to impeach. And while Democrats who hold the majority are fast-tracking proceedings, Majority Whip James Clyburn of South Carolina tells CNN there is no rush to send potential articles to the Senate for a trial.
Let's give President-elect Biden the 100 days he needs to get his agenda off and running, and maybe we'll send the articles sometimes after that.
The outcome of a Senate trial could possibly disqualify Trump from holding office ever again. But conviction requires a two-thirds majority, and getting enough Republican senators to sign on could be a tall order. Amy Held, NPR News.
Two more people have been charged in connection with the insurrection at the Capitol. Federal prosecutors say photos apparently show Larry Brock of Texas and Eric Munchell of Tennessee inside the Capitol last week. Officials say Brock was allegedly wearing a green tactical vest, holding a white flex cuff, which is what police use to detain suspects. And Munchell was allegedly carrying plastic restraints and an item in a holster on his hip. Both were charged with one count of knowingly entering a restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, and one count of violent entry and disorderly conduct on the Capitol grounds. Meanwhile, some members of Congress are now at heightened risk for contracting the coronavirus in the wake of the riot at the Capitol. NPR's Matthew Schwartz has more.
As armed protesters stormed the Capitol, many lawmakers sheltered in place throughout the building. Now, Congress's attending physician, Brian Monahan, is warning that they might have been exposed to the virus. In a letter to lawmakers Sunday, Monahan wrote, quote, "The time in this room was several hours for some and briefer for others. During this time, individuals may have been exposed to another occupant with coronavirus infection." Monahan didn't say whether someone had tested positive in the group or whether he was just concerned because people were in close proximity and some lawmakers may not have been wearing masks. He encouraged lawmakers to get tested for coronavirus as a precaution. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
And U.S. Capitol Police say an off-duty officer assigned to the Senate division died Saturday. 51-year-old Howard Liebengood responded to the insurrection at the Capitol building, but the cause of death hasn't been released. Another Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, died Thursday from injuries sustained during the insurrection. Meanwhile, President Trump today said he would lower the U.S. flag at the White House in memory of the men. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi already ordered the flag at the U.S. Capitol building to be lowered to half-staff. You're listening to NPR News. In France, health officials say as more people test positive for the new, more contagious variant of the coronavirus, they're imposing an earlier 6 p.m. curfew in regions where the virus is spiking. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the entire country is already under an 8 p.m. curfew.
France is ramping up its antivirus restrictions in the face of rising cases and has imposed a post-New Year curfew from 6 p.m. on 15 of its 101 regions, known as départements. The eight new départements with earlier curfews include the Bouches-du-Rhône, home to the Mediterranean port city of Marseille, where police say 21 people have tested positive for the new strain of COVID-19, first detected in England. The new cases have been detected within a family cluster. Prime Minister Jean Castex defended the tough and necessary response amid protests from local officials. He also defended the government's vaccine rollout strategy, which has been lambasted by politicians across the board for its slow start. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
In Indonesia, at least 11 people are dead, more than a dozen injured in two landslides triggered by heavy rains. Officials say the second landslide in West Java province happened as rescue crews were looking for survivors of the first slide on Saturday. Rescue workers are among the victims. The rain stopped last night, but a bridge and roads are blocked, and authorities are now struggling to get heavy equipment into the area. Seasonal rains and high tide in recent days have caused dozens of slides and widespread flooding across much of Indonesia. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.